You're listening to SBS News.
It's unusual for an Australian Prime Minister to attend a meeting of the NATO alliance. But now, at a time of war, Anthony Albanese is Madrid bound. A historic opportunity, according to Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Strategic Policy Institute, for a freshly elected leader to forge closer ties with the bloc.
This is a particularly important summit given what is happening in Europe at the moment with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the risk that this conflict could widen. There's already a concern about Lithuania and Kaliningrad. And obviously Sweden and Finland joining NATO at the same time. So this is a really important summit. And for Albanese to be attending this summit in person, I think is vital.
Particularly so, Dr. Davis says, with NATO's interests spreading well beyond the backyards of member countries.
It emphasises that Australia is a partner to NATO, and NATO is not just about Europe. It's increasingly, its members are focusing on the Indo-Pacific as well. So you will see Albanese engaging directly with key NATO leaders to try and make them understand that Australia is a key partner to NATO and can do a lot more in support of the alliance than it has done in the past.
Last year, when NATO met, smiles and warm welcomes were on display for the Security Alliance's summit. But as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rages on, this week's talks come against a markedly more serious backdrop. Australia has observer status with the group and will now be part of the first formal Asia-Pacific delegation invited to the summit, alongside the leaders of New Zealand, Japan and South Korea. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is offering bipartisan support for the Prime Minister's NATO push.
NATO plays an incredibly important role, probably no more important role they have had to play since the Cold War or since the Second World War and or since their creation. The prospect of war in Europe is very real, and I, like every decent Australian, don't want to see the Russians go into Poland or elsewhere. The fact that they're in the Ukraine is an abomination, and we should be doing everything we can to support the Ukrainians through NATO bilaterally, and we certainly support the work of the government.
Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to the defence of Ukraine, investing some $350 million in military and humanitarian aid. Mr. Albanese's trip will also include a stopover in Paris for a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, keen to patch up relations that soured under his predecessor with the scuttled submarine contract. The prospect of taking up a personal invitation from Ukraine's president to visit his country is also still a possibility. But as the Prime Minister heads off to strengthen his new government's diplomatic footing, it will continue to face its own challenges at home. Volatile economic conditions and disgruntled crossbenchers are awaiting his return, with Treasurer Jim Chalmers telling the ABC inflation will get worse before it gets better.
That's the expectation across the board now, and so that's a difficult situation that we need to deal with before inflation hopefully moderates throughout the course of next year. That's an important part of the puzzle. Inflation will be significantly higher than what was expected in the last government's most recent budget, what was expected at election time as well, certainly higher than the 5.1% we saw in the March quarter. This inflation problem will get more difficult. The Reserve Bank has said something around 7%. That doesn't seem to me to be wildly off the mark.
The Treasurer also standing by Labor's decision to cut additional staff awarded to independent MPs from 4 to 1.
Well, I think it's been a surprise to a lot of people. It was a surprise to me, frankly, to learn that some backbenchers get twice as many staff as other backbenchers. You know, and it's not unprecedented. It's not surprising that members of Parliament, you know, want to have more resources to help them do their job. And what we've recognised with the crossbench is that there are some additional pressures on crossbench members, and that's why they get extra staff resources. But I don't think it's reasonable. I don't think it's fair for one backbench MP in one electorate to get twice as many staff as a backbench MP in the electorate next door.
The opposition's Home Affairs spokeswoman Karen Andrews told Channel 9 crossbench are understandably disappointed with the Prime Minister.
given what Mr Albanese said in the election, that he was going to be treating the crossbench very respectfully, I think it makes it a very interesting start for Parliament. And quite frankly, this is probably only the warm-up. It's just going to get more intense from here. So I think the crossbenchers have had a bit of an insight into how they may well be treated when Parliament starts sitting, and the Prime Minister will just jet off overseas again.
Crossbenchers are warning the change could impact negotiations when Parliament returns. Gareth Borum, SBS News.